Hey there, Pastor Bill bringing you another news and focus. This one is from WND.com. And just a little while ago, actually, September 3rd. And the reason I'm talking about this is because we're dealing with Islam in our world religions class. It's called Muslim Hordes Causing Chaos in Europe. Hungary closes train routes. U.S. implored to take more Syrians. Well, that's pregnant with implication, isn't it? Because if Hungary closes and they want us to save the day by taking all kinds of Syrians, you know how we are. We're a bunch of bleeding hearts. We're going to do it. It reads, graphic scenes out of Hungary today show thousands of migrants pushing and shoving their way into a train station, yelling and chanting, "No camp, no camp," as dozens threw their bodies onto the railroad tracks in protest of the government's refusal to let the trains roll into Central Europe and their final hope for destination, Germany. The migrants, most from war-torn Syria, were forced off of a train by riot police at a town 22 miles outside Budapest as authorities tried to take them to a holding camp instead. Many were angry after having slept in the streets of Budapest for two nights. The Hungarian government is concerned that if it lets migrants board trains for Germany, that it will send a message of acquiescence and thereby invite more refugees to make the trek to Hungary. The train, which earlier left Budapest main railway station, was halted at Bicske, I'm going to assume. It's probably totally wrong, but it's B-I-C-S-K-E, Bicske, where there is a migrant processing center. And then it has a clip from Sky News of a family throwing themselves on train tracks before they were arrested. Europe has been inundated with asylum seekers from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan over the past year, and the flow of refugees just keeps getting worse, driven by war and sectarian conflict. More than 6,000 arrived on the coast of Greece just yesterday. 6,000. Italy has been receiving several thousand per day by boat from North Africa. Others walk through Hungary, hoping to catch trains into Germany, which has a strong economy and generous welfare systems. So I guess that's what a Muslim country will provide. Islamic culture provides refugees to the non-Islamic world. I just have to wonder if all of humanity is mad. How can you have 1/4 of the world's population that is Islamic, and no one sees that no one wants to be there? Even the Muslims are leaving when other Muslims rise up against them. Other European countries such as Hungary, Norway, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia have not been so welcoming. Essentially, the Hungarians got stuck with these invaders as Germany would be willing to take them. Austria and the Slovaks, Czechs, would not let the trains pass their borders, leaving Hungary stuck with them, says Pamela Geller in her latest blog. European Union rules mandate that any refugee must stay on the soil of the EU member state where he arrived. But, like with Obama in the U.S., the EU's leadership is breaking its own laws and condemns those who seek to enforce them, Geller writes. So Hungary is racist and bigoted for wanting to process them and not letting them pass, which they can't, as Austria blocks them. The EU then condemns Hungary as racist and bigoted for building a fence to stem the tide. It is a lot like America, isn't it? We certainly don't want to protect our own borders like we're supposed to, and if you do, you're racist. Unbelievable. What a mad world. Slovakia's interior ministry spokesman recently said his country was not open to Muslim immigration and that it would only accept persecuted Christian minorities from Syria. The country has no mosques, he said, and didn't think the Muslims would be happy there. That blows my mind. Slovakia said, "We don't have mosques here, and I don't think Muslims would be happy here, but we'll take Christians." Wow. Wow. How tremendous is that? A country standing up against an obviously tyrannical religion. Wow. That makes me want to know more about what's going on there. I feel for these people that are away from their homes, that are fleeing problems. But I'm sorry, that's not the total makeup of these masses and masses of people leaving their land. Some of them we know are combatants fleeing the field. And some of them, former ISIS combatants who have murdered and cut heads off and raped women. And now they are seeking asylum, where they basically end up doing the same thing. If you don't believe that, take a look at all the Sharia riots in France and Britain, Sweden. Yeah. So, I guess I'll get to the point here. I'm only going to read another couple of paragraphs. By the way, they're calling on the U.S. to take 65,000 Syrians. Okay, 65,000 Syrians to come here. Protests against Islamization of Europe have broken out in several countries, including Germany and Hungary, and the protesters have been rebuked in European media as bigoted and racist because they only want Christian refugees to be allowed in their countries. Syrian Christians are under threat of extinction and deserving of asylum in majority Christian countries of the West, said Walid Shubat, the former Palestinian Muslim terrorist turned Christian in his recent blog on European crisis. Shabbat says that the European Union is outraged at the actions of Slovakia and other countries that have said no to wholesale Muslim immigration. The EU is trying to spread the misery and relieve some of the refugee pressure on Italy and Greece. The European Union Commission is livid that several Central and Eastern European countries don't want Syrian refugees who are Muslims. The governments of Slovakia, Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary, and Bulgaria are firmly against the mandatory relocation of 40,000 mainly Muslim Syrians from Italy and Greece. One of the reasons the plan failed last month. Slovakia recently took in 200 Syrian Christians, although a small number, that is more Christians than the U.S. has rescued from Syria in all the last 3 years, and you need to hear that read to you again. As of September 3rd, Slovakia has taken in 200 Syrian Christians, which is more than the U.S. has rescued from Syria in all of the last 3 years. The U.S. has only taken in 49 Christians from Syria since 2012. Of the more than 1,400 Syrians taken into the U.S., 95% have been Muslim. And what do you expect from a president that, in my opinion, is a Muslim? I've said it. If you're spilling your coffee because you can't believe I just said that, it is. I have said it, and I've said it, and I've said it again ever since he campaigned for his second term. There's no doubt in my mind that he is a Muslim. He might be a liberal Muslim, but there's no doubt in this guy's mind that he, with his hugging and caressing of the Muslim Brotherhood, his pro-Muslim policy, I'm sorry, I'm just not that dense. So I think that's the secret, if you want to call it a secret, behind such lax defense of Christians in our world by our president and this administration. Now, having said all of that, having said what I've said, I will vote that way. I will say that's the way it ought to be done as a citizen. But as a preacher of the gospel, who is endeavoring to be gospel-centered in his voting, and in his preaching, and in his parenting, and in his pastoring, which includes a lot to include counseling, and here it includes coaching, and it includes world religions instruction. This quarter, my writing assignment for my students in the world religions class is to give a gospel-centered, kingdom-focused perspective on immigration. And I want to challenge each of you listeners out there, however many there may be, 100, 150, whatever it is, I want to challenge you, please. Don't be more American than you are Christian. God may be bringing them here for you to witness to. Yeah. We all were once children of wrath. But God, who is rich in mercy and his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we are dead in our sins, has raised us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved. I am equally a Gentile as a Muslim. Most Muslims are not Jewish. That makes them Gentiles. We are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Let us go and declare the good news to them. This is Pastor Bill. Look around. Are they moving in next to you? You can either get frantic and angry and share all kinds of anti-Islam stuff, anti-immigration stuff. And again, there's a balanced way to do it. Or you can see them as a gift from the Lord. May God be praised.